It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, part three. Thank you for hanging out with us. It's been a fun and gross show, but we've had a good time, and we learned about drug-infested fish, so you really can't complain. You've certainly gotten your money's worth, and since I don't have a Patron account, it's free, so you really can't complain. So let's do some... What the hell's that? Oh, ugh. Let's do some scamming scammers. Let me cue that up. Scamming scammers. Here we go. All right. So last week, we met Michelle on Instagram. She found Fake David on Instagram. She claims she's in her early 30s, and she's on a peacekeeping mission for the U.S. Army in Yemen. She said she was a part of an operation that I pointed out to her ended in 2014, but why let that deter her? Because this was taking place in 2020. I pointed out a couple of other things that might not be true, but she kind of plowed through that. She kind of plowed through that. Seemed like a nice girl, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Good. Okay. So she asked me to move over to Hangouts because she's not allowed to use Instagram at the military base. And she really shouldn't be using Hangouts either. But me, this guy that she just met, is kind of worth sneaking around talking to. So, why are you laughing?
What's a court-martial between friends?
Yeah, listen, she liked my profile. I seem very interesting. I can't disagree with that. So we are going to pick up, I just have to scroll up, I've done this now, this is my third time on Hangouts, because she asked me to join Hangouts. In the past, I was like a little bit more against joining Hangouts, but now I've done it enough, I'm like, fine, I'm not going to do this dance with them. So I join on Hangouts, and she gives she gives me applause, I say hi, and then she sends back-to-back emojis of two penguins hugging. Speaking of penguins, you probably can't see that, but those are two penguins hugging. So
nice.
I go, and there's a little heart. The one penguin is hugging the other penguin, and there's a little heart above them. I go, which one am I, LOL? She goes, ha, 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 ha. I'm killing kids. She goes, ha, ha, ha. She goes, the right one is you and I am the left one. You're trying to hug me. So I'm the one hugging her. She found me, and I am hugging her. She goes, you know you are so highly funny. And she gives me two laughing emoji. I've never seen before. I'll tell you what, her English is impeccable. So.
Yeah, highly funny.
Highly funny. Like a fish, like a brown trout. I go, I go, am I?
You better have a better chance with the trout.
I go, am I? Woohoo. I go, and you are definitely hugging me. So she gives me three sticking out the tongue emojis. She goes, yes. She goes, how are you and what are you doing now? I go, I'm at work, baby girl. So she like had called me dear last week. It's the same day. This is still the first day. But I'm calling her baby girl. Let's just speed right through the hard to get shit. Let's just make this as comfortable as possible.
You're going to talk like a player.
I am going to talk like a player. Player Fake Davin. Not the first time. She's okay.
How you doing, Shorty?
Very good. I go, okay. She goes, okay. So how does it going over there?
It does good.
I say, well, it's no Yemen, but it's okay. She goes, oh, that's real... She goes, oh, that's really great. I'm very so excited to hear that. And what have you eaten since then? Again, the scammer's always worried about what's in your tum-tum. That like, if you meet somebody online, and one of the first questions, like, within the first day or so, is what have you eaten? Run. It's a scammer. Because nobody else really gives a shit. I gotta tell you, I've known Pip and Joe for, like, 20-plus years. I never text them, so, what'd you guys eat today? Never. Never, never, ever.
I don't know why they ask that all the time.
Joe.
Like, hang out, typical stuff, the religion. But I don't understand.
Because Joe, if I say, well, I'm eating some foo-foo right now, they know I'm one of them.
You know, one of our fans of the show, Dunn Ross, sometimes when we're texting, especially in the beginning, he would ask me questions like that. Like, what do you have for dinner? But I just realized that that's just his way.
Mm-hmm.
But he had gotten in trouble because he knew other people in scam groups, and other people in the groups were like, oh, you're a scammer. And I can understand why they thought that, because there's something about the way he talks that could be misconstrued like that.
Sure.
But that's just right. His way.
Okay, she goes, and what have you eaten since then? She goes, I go, I eat hearts, baby.
That doesn't sound as romantic as she thinks it does.
She goes, okay. I go, it was a joke, dear. Then she gives me like a bunch of scared emojis, then one laughing emoji with an LOL. I go, LOL. I go, I will not eat your heart. And then right off the bat, I get 5 kissing emojis. And I go, I will not eat your heart. Then the next day, February 21st, I get the 5 kissing emojis and the hi. I go, hi. All right, so that was the end of day one. We are now on day two of this magical journey. And I believe one of you had me lasting a month and another one you had you lasting 4 months, right? Is that what this was?
Yeah.
Okay. I go, hi. She goes, hi, dear. Good morning. How are you and how was your night? I go, hi, Sarge. It was okay. How are you? Remember, she's a sergeant, so I'm going to call her Sarge. Sergeant Baby. You know, Baby Sarge.
Sergeant Baby.
She goes, I am doing gallantly and pretty good. That is certainly a turn of a phrase.
Wait, I'm doing what?
Gallantly.
Gallantly?
And pretty good.
You know, I got to tell you, basically with all the hearts and the love, with all the stuff we've been doing, if you're a lonely person, you're lost, you have no family, you're sitting alone, nobody's around, and you don't know what's going on, and you get these hearts and stuff like that, just because you're getting affection from somewhere would be enough to draw you in. I mean, where we're seeing it, we're like, really? But you know, you can see why they do that, because if you lost your wife or something like that, you're divorced, you're sitting at home alone, you don't know, and you get this, it's like just to get some sort of affection, you know, is enough to lure yourself into this.
Are you saying that we're some cynical bastards and we can't see the charm in it?
How long you been on this show, lady? Doing this shit 11 years. You haven't caught on?
Thank you for calling me 10 years, Joe. Instead of cynical bastard.
ten years, Joe. Don't make add more fucking years to this nonsense. 10. She goes, I am doing gallantly and pretty good. She goes, okay, thank you so much for asking. And how about your family and friends? I hope everything sounds great like yours. Yesterday night was so stressful to me. That's why I slept off without telling you. So she left in mid-conversation, but at least she's letting me know why, which is a nice step up. Usually they just sleep off and, they disappear for a couple days.
Well, they go, can we move on, darling? Or
yes.
Or something like that, or don't address it at all. What are you talking about?
Right.
I go, yeah. I go, I am glad you are well, my new friend. And then she gives me like 8 or 9 crying emojis and 2 prayer hands. I go, what happened? She goes, nothing. I go, you said it was stressful. You said it was stressful. She goes, don't worry, I'm okay. I was apologizing for my late response, okay? Finally, a scammer who feels bad when they just up and go. This is what I'm talking about. You know what? I love Sarge. This is going to work out well between me and Sarge.
At least she's polite.
Sure.
She's going to drag you to the PX and take all your money.
Stop it, Joe. Stop it. She's on a peacekeeping mission, not a pocket-picking mission. What's wrong with you? I go, so everything is good? She goes, yes, Davin. She's using my name. Yesterday I was on a night duty, so after I finish mine and start assistant, my first classmate due to her own work at that moment, too.
Oh, I've been on night duty, too, especially when you have Taco Bell at 1 in the morning. Later on, yeah.
Joe. Can always count on you
Oh, my God, I'm 9 years old.
Can always count on Joe for a good shit joke. Thank you, pal. That used to be Pip's area of expertise, but since she's retired from the biz, Joe has picked up the toilet paper. We appreciate your efforts. That was like the one bit like my dad, but like he thought he was Carlin-esque with shit. He's like, I don't give a shit, take a shit. Like he had all these ways of like shit that didn't make sense. He was like the George Carlin of turds at one point in the beginning of my career. That was the only thing he ever wanted to write for me.
Did you get a writing credit to your act?
No, I never did it on stage. My name's not Pip. What's wrong with you? I go, you helped a classmate? She goes, so that's why. I got so exhausted at work yesterday night. I go, gotcha. I go, and I thought you got bored of me. She goes, and imagine this morning I woke up and I got a call from our Assistant General Army. Immediately I woke up. The Assistant General Army?
Oh, my God. That sounds official almost.
I think he was testifying today in front of Congress.
That's official light.
It's official-ish. It's official-ish.
Official-ish.
I woke up, and it has not been a few minutes. I return back to camp to drink some water before I'm going to prepare for the gym. I need to work on my body. Sad face. I go, are you in good shape? She goes, yes, I was helping a classmate. It mean my follow female soldier. Did you get me? Oh, it's fucking a struggle, baby.
Yeah, oh my God.
I go, I get you, Sarge. Now I am wondering what your body looks like, LOL. And she gives me like
a Jeep.
Looks like a Jeep? What's wrong with you? She gives me the heart and the eyes emojis. I go, what does that all mean? She goes, okay, tell me, how does it look? I go, I laugh. I go, I haven't seen it. She goes, ha, ha, ha. She goes, wait, you haven't seen it, but you have commented. In fact, you are funny. I go, I have not commented. Must be some other guy. So I am not, you know, again, you gotta be on the ball. I'm trying, Sarge. I'm trying. But I need your undivided attention. If you're going to make the radio, you gotta be better.
Come on, we got ratings.
Sure. She goes, aw, a bunch of sad faces, okay. She goes, well, where are you now? Have you already had breakfast yet? Again with the food.
Yeah. Hey, Dab, if she asks for a picture, you gotta send a picture of Gunnery Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket.
Okay. Where were you?
Don't I look gorgeous? Sound off like you got a pair.
I go, she asked if I had breakfast. I go, I have not. I go, which guy commented on your body? She goes, I asked you. I was actually asking you that. I go, I have no idea, but you said I commented on your body, but I have not. I have not seen your body. She goes, don't worry. Maybe you got misunderstand me. So I don't know if I caught her in a lie, or I don't know what, but...
Well, you could have gotten misunderstanded.
I could have gotten misunderstanded.
I think you got misunderstand her.
I could. I go, maybe. I still wonder what your body looks like, LOL. I go, maybe you just have a head with no body. She goes, I am sorry, I was busy, okay? Prayer hands. I like the fact that she's apologizing. I like that a lot. I like that a lot in a woman. I don't get that enough from women in my life. More apologies, please.
Yeah, but you'll piss her off eventually and they'll like try to coax her back.
Stop it. Stop it. Fake Davin is a delight in all of his incarnations. I go tell the military you're busy talking to me. She goes, ha ha ha. She goes, you want to get me in trouble? Nearly crying emoji. I am on duty now, but been always checking from you, and you may keep me showing for the upset emojis. Are you off to work? I go, I work nights, Sarge. I'm a comedian, though it appears I'm hindering America's war effort.
I like the way you try to figure out what she says. You know, I don't fuck it.
It's very difficult.
Oh, I really am enjoying how she's on duty, yet she's like yammering with this person and not looking out for her fellow soldiers or whatever the hell she's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, but Pitch, you gotta realize, I mean, what goes on in Yemen? It's relatively safe there.
Sure.
You can't open a window without a fucking bullet coming through.
I know, really.
She goes, I know. What I mean is, apart from comedian, what else do you actually work? What is she, fucking Chip? All of a sudden, yeah. You have
Don't
to have,
you have a real job.
Yeah, like you have to have like certain jobs, but this job won't make sense. The fuck? Yeah. Like she turned into my dad. All right, you want to do comedy? That's a nice hobby. But what about law school? Can you still go back to law school?
Yeah.
I go, it's a bit embarrassing. She laughs. She goes, why that? Why is it a little embarrassed? Are you feeling shy to open yourself up to me? I go, well, I don't really know you that well, Sarge. We have not established if you have a body yet.
She's just a floating head.
She could
Jeremy has lots of those. It's a secret weapon.
So we move on to February 22nd. She goes, okay, Davin, I got you perfectly. And how are you doing? I go, and what exactly do you want to know about me? My military life or my life status, families, and less? I go, good morning, Michelle. How are you? I go, you can tell me anything you like, or things can evolve organically. She goes, I'm okay. How about you and family? She's trying to find out if I have a family.
Yeah.
I go, I'm okay. Always nice to hear from my favorite guest of the country of Yemen. By the way, we have no military in Yemen right now. At least not that that's being reported. And she gives me three kissing emojis. I go, oh, kisses. I'm a lucky guy. I'm a lucky guy if you have a body. If you are just a kissing head, it is a bit weird.
I don't know. There are things to be done.
Yes, we know. We know what you can do with your upper half. It's the lower half that leaves a lot to be desired.
Oh, God.
She gives me a couple laughing emojis and an LOL. She goes, real friends never leave each other, never part. They just sometimes sit silently deep within each other's hearts saying, who remain always with each other, so always keep smiling. Now, remember last week she actually cut and pasted something from like a wedding thing and it had the website and I called her on that and she just kept on plowing through.
Yeah.
So she says that. I go, I think I saw that in Hallmark. It's sweet.
Wow, you know, if you were trying to impress somebody, and they're like, oh, that sounds like Hallmark, it would feel really bad.
Yeah, but I said it's sweet. So, you know, what do I really think? So she gives me, like a whole bunch of, like, worried emojis. She goes, really? And then she gives me a bunch of hearts. She goes, I love it, absolutely. I go, yes, I think so. In between the precious moments display and reduced Christmas ornaments.
Oh, my God. You know, if you're a native speaker, you get that that's insulting, but if you're not...
Pip, I'm wagering she's not.
She is not.
She goes, both New Year armament also. I go, as you probably are thinking, huh? That's what I... She goes,
New Year armament?
Yeah, she goes, I want to wish you great happiness, cheers, joys, and jolly time all time. Friendship is impossible to keep within yourself. It will always extend as far as it can reach to touch your hearts, exactly like the way you touched mine. Thank you so much. It'll be very nice that we both know more about ourselves. I go, oh, for sure. I go, you can't rush through friendship. It must be nurtured. Let's keep this one around. She goes, yes, of course. I give her a big smiling emoji. I go, what are your plans for the day? She goes, I'm just managing for a day, trying to be strong and happy, my dear. And how about you? I hope you had a nice abs pretty day.
Abs? A nice ab pretty day?
Well, she knows I do 10-minute abs with Autumn, so maybe that's why. I don't know why the fuck she's talking to me. I go, be strong. Is something or someone troubling you, Sarge? She goes, no, love. Not really cool like that, okay? I feel a little uncomfortable today. And then she gives me a scared-looking penguin on an iceberg all by itself.
What does that mean?
It means that the little ice floe is floating away and the little penguin's on there and he's fucked.
All right, I'm scared for him now.
I go, I'm so sorry. Why are you uncomfortable? She goes, love. By the way, I'm now love. I've gone from dear to love. I am love now.
Moving it along.
She goes, love, don't worry, okay? Now I'm having shower. Maybe later we talk, okay? Take good care of yourself. Very well, okay? I go, okay, have a nice evening. So she comes back later on. She goes, thanks, dear.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
On the average, when you have, like, that segment there, how long? And this is an average of all the scams you've ever tried. What is the usual time is it 5 minutes or per read or conversation? Is it 10 minutes?
It's pretty quick. You know, when they start calling me dear and all, Sometimes they just vanish and they're gone for hours.
Right.
You know,
the reason I'm asking the question is, I wonder how many people they have going at once, where, you know, they might be chatting with somebody else while you're writing to them, and then all of a sudden they get, you know, something positive from somebody else and they just leave right away.
Here, I'll give you an example. So when I said, "I am sorry, why are you uncomfortable?" that was at 12:13. She responded at 12:47. I wished her a nice evening at 1:11 in the afternoon. She came back at 3:18 in the afternoon.
Yeah, because I wonder, you know, it's some guy and dealing probably with maybe about five of you or six of you, and maybe at once, they're probably multitasking. That's why, while they leave so quick, he might be able to get a better hit on somebody else they're interacting with at the moment.
Well, sure, but it's my job to become their main squeeze.
Just to see where they are. Dad, you want to know something? What you say that, it's like our job with the show, your job primarily, is taking them away from hurting other people. So
yes,
if you're occupying most of their time, you know, it's a good thing. It's kind of one of the goals of doing this.
She goes, "Thanks, dear. And you too. Try to be safe, okay? I will check on you later. I'm going to do things now. Love you." We have our first love you. We are two days in. So we started talking on February 20th. On February 22nd, we got our first love you. And really, what took so long? Really? Who can refuse fake Davin? No head without a body could refuse the charms of fake Davin.
That was really fast.
So like about a half hour later or 20 minutes later, she goes, "Hi, what are you doing now?" I go, "Hi, Sarge." She goes, "How are you, dear? Happy weekend to you and your family." I go, "I'm okay. How are you?" She goes, "More batter. Thanks for asking." I think she's
more
a cod. More batter.
Chicken?
Yeah. No. I think she's a cod. I think she's a beer batter, to be sure.
A beer battered cod.
She goes, "I think she was going for better, but she got batter." She goes, "More batter. Thanks for asking. Where are you?" I go, "Want to tell me what was troubling you?" She goes, "Davin, I'm okay. Don't worry. Just that I want to rest, but I can't." She uses my name a lot. She's a lot more apologetic. She's got a little bit different way about her. As far as people go, I like this person better than many of them.
But you want to know something interesting? It's like you're asking how you do. "Davin, I'm okay." It's sort of like when you like somebody a lot and you seem to put a lot of extra care, and they're trying to push you back as coach. I'm fine, you know.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. Davin does not take the pushback. Fake Davin does not.
Right.
She goes, "I just want to rest, but I can't." I go, "Why?" She goes, "And not only that, today I will be on a night duty throughout today till morning." I go, "You don't like night duty?" "Shut up, Joe." she goes, "It is so stressful, love." That's the second love. "And today do a lot of things, which makes me weak and tried." I think she meant tired. "Anyway, that is my work, and I have to do it as well." I go, "What'd you do?" "Well, soon it'll be over." Because remember, soon she said she'll be home.
Ah.
I go, "What do you do for fun?" She goes, "I like swimming, camping, fishing, reading, and writing. Tennis, American football," which an American would never say. They would just say football. "American
right.
football, basketball, baseball, golfing. I love cooking, and the type of food I love eating is seafood, Italian, and of pizza. And spaghetti, but it's depend on the moment I am, LOL.
Well, that sums it up.
Yeah. I go, "What's your favorite football team?" She goes, "Real Madrid football team in Spain." And again, we know we're not dealing with an American.
Right.
Yep.
Because a real American would say, "I love the New York Jets because I love pain." "I love the New York Jets because I'm duty here at Yemen, and I don't have time to spend 3 hours watching a football game. With the Jets, I only need to watch 15 minutes to know it's over. That's why I love the Jets."
To be a Giants fan, to know there's going to be a new disappointing season.
You know what? I don't want to hear from Giants fans. You guys have won Super Bowls. Enough. I don't want to hear. I don't want. Please. The Jets aren't even competitive. I don't want to hear from it. She goes, "Real Madrid football team in Spain." She goes, "Do you know the teams?" I go, "A bit." "Who is your favorite baseball team?" "Cristiano Ronaldo." "And you?" which is a soccer player.
It's a soccer player.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go, "Ah, you like the handsome fellow, LOL." She goes, "Ha, ha, ha, ha." A bunch of smiling emojis. I go, now we know what you find sexy. She goes, winky. I give her a winky emoji. She goes, no. Tell me, let me know. I go, let you know what?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
A question. Christopher, he's pretty much a big fan with the women. You know, the women love him. You think if it is a woman or a guy would answer differently?
You know, you can't wait. It certainly could be a woman, but you can't tell just from that. I mean, he was one of the greatest players.
Yeah.
It's like asking.
If it was a guy, it would kind of be like the go-to answer. You know, it's sort of like, you know, if a guy was guessing, well, what do women like in a movie star? That'd be Brad Pitt.
A better example is who you ask a Yankee fan, who's your favorite player? Derek Jeter. Well, the girls love Derek Jeter, but guys love Derek Jeter too. It's the same type of thing, except Derek Jeter wasn't accused of sexual assault. But anyway, we'll move on. That was Cristiano Ronaldo. Anyway, I go, so what's bothering you? She goes, don't worry, baby. I go, I'm just confused what you want to know. She goes, please don't be confused, okay? She goes, hello? I go, I just want to understand you. She goes, now we know what you find sexy. That's why I asked that, so don't worry. I go, yes, I thought you find Ronaldo sexy. She laughs. She goes, oh, no, no. Him is just my favorite football team I love best than others. So that's what they're saying. Just loves the team, and he's the favorite player. She goes, well, tell me, what is your believer? I mean, your faith. I go, what do you guys think I said?
What was the question again?
She wants to know, tell me, what is your believer? I mean, your faith.
I think you're going to go atheist here.
What do you say, Pip?
I think you're going to go Christian.
You're both incorrect. I said, I believe the children are the future.
No. Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You've got to start quoting every Whitney Houston thing you can.
Yes. We're going to his songs. Oh, God.
Wouldn't it be the first time. We did it with Meatloaf.
I know. That's what I was thinking of.
You got to do. I mean, look, it's the same Whitney Houston pass away. What do you got to do? But you got to quote every cornball fucking lyric she ever sang.
She gives me a bunch of question marks. I go, you ask me what I believe in. She goes, yes. What is your faith? Christian, Catholic? I go, oh, wow, that's personal. She goes, question mark. I go, I find my religion is off-putting to some people.
Oh, jeez. What could it be?
So now we'll go to September 23rd. I mean, excuse me, February 23rd.
Wait, you said that and then she's out?
Yeah, I guess. Because that was 9:14 p.m. my time, and then she responded 1:27 a.m. my time. So this is answering what Joe was asking. She goes, really? So that means you don't believe in any religion at all? I go, not necessarily. She laughs. She goes, okay. She goes, hi, baby. Good morning. Wishing you have a nice and blessed Sunday. I hope this Sunday will be a great start to your week. I hope that it will be filled with joy, peace, and all the treasures that you seek. Wishing you a happy Sunday morning. And then we have two more penguins sharing a heart, and then two penguins partying, and then a picture of a good-looking guy with a good-looking gal on his lap sharing a kiss. So in 3 days... 3 days, we are moving very quickly. Now, I have expressed no love interest in her. None.
But
I go, aw, that's very sweet.
I'm a friend.
I go, aw, that's very sweet. Thank you, Sarge. I go, I wish the same to you. I go, is religion important to you? She goes, yes, of course. Of course it is. I go, what is your religion? She goes, I was born and raised up in Catholic Church. Okay. That is what I've been asking you about since yesterday. I go, okay. Well, I go, okay, well, I'm not Catholic. Does that bother you? She goes, ha, 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 no. I go, why is that funny? She goes,
but
you know that everyone doesn't supposed to be Catholic. Some may be Christian. She doesn't know that Catholics are Christians. She goes, you know that, like a question mark. I go, Catholic is Christian. Not everyone is Christian. I go, where'd you go? She goes, yes, not everyone, okay? She goes, I'm here. I did not go anywhere. Just settled down, waiting for a call from our Assistant General Army Department. The Assistant General Army Department is calling any moment, Joe.
Assistant General Army Department.
Yes.
That's very official-ish. Don't you laugh.
It is official-ish. I go, is everything okay? She goes, yes, of course, baby. And how about you? I hope that you do sleep well. I go, good. I want you to be happy. And she gives me a bunch of smiling emojis. I go, not really. I don't sleep much. She goes, don't worry, I'm always happy for now, just only on your sake. Why are you not feeling really all right? I go, I feel okay, just my mind always going. She goes, exactly, and a bunch of laughing, smiling emojis. I go, your mind does the same? She goes, that's nice of you. So tell me, how are you spending your weekend, baby? Then she says, yeah, just always thinking such a romantic of you and so nice. All right, so we're in full court press here. She's like, I want you on my puss. Why are you not on my puss? I do not have exploding cysts down there. Get on my puss, you hunka-hunka, burning non-Catholic man, you.
Oh, jeez. Get on my puss.
Pip is spitting this segment like an exploding cyst. she is just oozing liquid between her, Joe's comments.
I've been drinking everything, man.
Still a picture of Uncle Sam. I want you to gnaw on my hook.
Gnaw on my hook.
Gnaw on my hook. I want you down there like a St. Bernard in a water dish. Gnaw on my hook.
I had some meetings yesterday. Today I may assemble a piece of furniture. She goes, wow, I don't know what the fuck we were building, but I think I had to help the wife build a rack or something. It was true. I go, you were having romantic thoughts of me? She goes, yes, that's right. That's right. I go, I had no idea. Wow. Tell me about them. Pip wants to hear. She goes, throughout each moment and each minute, I can't imagine after we had a little debut, we're going to be together and so in touch as well. Tell me I'm here listening to you. Two sad emojis.
What? She sounds like she's doing record lyrics.
Yeah, I don't know. I go...
We could walk along the beach and look out at the ocean watching the tankers get hijacked.
Watching the tankers.
I think that's Somalia, but I get the joke.
It's so romantic.
Okay. I go. What do we do in these thoughts of yours? And then she puts her hands above her like mouth or something, like emojis. I go, you won't tell me? She laughs. I go, why is that funny? She goes, real friends never leave each other, never part. They just sometimes sit silently, deep within each other's heart, saying, I'm just here if you need me. Aw. Aw.
Hallmark.
I go, that is sweet, but that's not romantic. You said you had romantic thoughts. Let's go, woman! Pip needs to be watered down and hosed off. Let's go!
Give me some... shirt.
The top is down. The woman is ready. Let us go.
I'm ready. Hold on. Napkins. Go.
She goes, ha 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 ha. Yes, of course, but you're going to tell me first, baby. Why am I didn't admit to these romantic things.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden she wants you to, like, get with the sexy talk first.
I go, nope. You brought it up. You go first. Ladies first. And then she sends me, three emojis of a penguin eating a fish. The fish is in the penguin's mouth head first, and it's the same one three times. So I guess the penguin is giving the fish head? I guess that's what we can deduce? Although, I don't know if it's a brown trout, so this could be part of some drug deal. I don't know what's happening here.
I am equally confused. I thought there were going to be, like, eggplants and peaches involved in the... No.
Nope.
Penguins eating fish.
She goes, I want to eat fish.
So do I.
What the fuck?
What do you think I say to that?
Go fishing? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I go, I'm not sure. I go, I'm not sure that is romantic unless we're two lesbians.
She had a laugh at that.
She did, Joe. She did.
She did. Good.
And then she put five emojis with the halo over. I go, tell me about your romantic thoughts about us. She goes, sooner you'll no longer feel my presence. You'll never even miss my absence. I just hope that someday when our roads meet again, you will still be the person I used to call friend.
Where the hell are you going?
Yeah, what the hell's going on here? We went from romance to sushi to scram. What the hell is going on?
Are they shooting through the window at this very moment? What's going on?
They might be. That's a good question. I go, huh? And then she gives me question marks. I go, you're talking about leaving when I'm asking you about romantic thoughts. Then, so that was at 12:24. She comes back at 1:13. Hi, love. I go, still waiting on those romantic thoughts you had of us. Damn it, woman, Pip needs answers.
Come on. All I'm getting is your emotional support, Penguin, and a lot of bullshit, like, stories about friendship. What is going on?
Let's go, Michelle. That vag ain't going to lubricate itself. Let's go. She goes, just forget about her, okay? I don't want to hear anything concerning that anymore. What?
What? You started talking about getting to the sexy talk, and now she's backing out? What the...
So, like, what? Is this a different person? What the hell's going on here?
That's what my thought is.
Yeah.
I go, excuse me? I'm having this shit.
Yeah.
She goes, did you understand me? I go, yeah, you're getting an attitude. I don't know what your problem is. She goes, I'm okay, dear. I go, you may be okay, but I can't say I like this side of you. She's going to have... Listen, if she wants to dance with fake Davin, she's going to have to up her game, her attitude a little bit. I like the apologetic romantic Michelle, not this bitchy one.
It sounds like you're not going to get it now.
Uh-oh.
She goes, like how? Like you say something, then try and change the subject. Won't answer, and then tell me to drop it. She goes, I don't understand what you're talking about. I go, you said you had romantic thoughts. She goes, you can ask yourself what exactly you want to hear from me. What? What? I go, I can ask myself. She goes, yes, of course. I go, why would I do that when you brought it up and I asked you?
Because I'm somebody different now.
No, she didn't.
And I don't feel like talking the sexy talk.
Yeah, I'm the third shift.
Yeah.
It's hard to get good work, good help.
Yeah.
She goes, just forget about it, okay? I don't want to hear anything concerning that anymore. But did you listen to this? I go, I don't understand you. You come out of nowhere, call me dear, love, etc. Say you have romantic thoughts, and then tell me to drop it. The whole thing is weird, and I don't think I like it, Michelle. I think you were trying to foolish me, and it sucked me.
Funny.
It's just
your luck. Nana took over.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yes, but I went all the way back to the Ann Jackson machine. With the foolish me and the insucked me.
You're trying to foolish me.
She has question marks. I go, what? Don't you understand? It's in plain English.
Just like you've been speaking.
She goes, I don't understand you. You come out of nowhere, call me. And then she like quotes the whole thing. She goes, what's that mean? I go, I don't know what you're up to, but something is not kosher in Yak Town.
Yak Town.
And on day three, we have our first naming of the yak.
Yes. Always got to name the yak.
Pip has backed away. Apparently, her ovarian cyst exploded yet again. She's now worried about getting... getting electrocuted.
No, I felt like I dropped something.
Yeah, your ovarian cyst.
My vagina just fell on the floor.
Yes.
I'm looking for it. These damn cats. I better get it first.
She goes, all right. Thank you so much for showing me exactly who you are instead of wasting my time with someone who doesn't exist. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
She said that to you?
She said that to me.
That's cool.
Wasting my time with...
Kettle Black?
Yeah, with someone who doesn't exist. I exist, motherfucker. Who are you?
You guys might have overshot your estimates. Let's see what happens here.
I'm feeling bad now.
I go, I exist? What do you think, I'm a phantom? I'm trying to have a conversation with you, but you made it weird. She goes, the truth is that the way you definitely think about me is the way I also used to think about you. What?
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 What? Did read that back again.
I go, the truth is that the way you definitely think about me is the way I also used to think about you. Maybe because I think she's weird, she used to think I'm weird? I don't know. I go...
Hold on. Let's say that, you know, it kind of makes sense what you said. But if that is the case, what did you say that changed her like that?
Nothing! She's backpedaling.
Don't you make it that he did something?
Thank you, Pip!
No, I'm just... trying to analyze what could, I mean, through the gibberish, what could he have done?
interpreted it gibberish.
The reason I'm saying that is that might be somebody else that took over them, looked what was going on, and was appalled, and figured, well, I have to talk to him, but I'm going to have ground rules.
I go, I don't know what that means. She goes, you think negative is bad to me, and I also think the same. I don't have an opinion. I think you say things to try and get a reaction instead of just being honest. She goes, so now who is going to believe or fool any each other? You have been used bad, negative thought on me, but that doesn't seem anything to me because I am who I am. I go, who are you?
<That's> what, oh my God! You took the words out of my mouth. Well, who are you?
I go, who are you? That's what I'm trying to determine. She goes, then if you don't have any opinions, it's better you respect the way you actually definitely think about me. Because I don't think you've been in sin before either. You got confused yourself. I think you are getting me very clear.
What the fuck is she talking about?
Joe, she thinks I am getting her very clear.
I don't think you could get anything clear out of what she just said. What was it?
I go, who are you? What do you really want from me?
Okay. Now you're just... Yeah, well, now you're feeling like, okay, this isn't going to last long, so let me just be aggressive about it.
Who are you? She goes, you are in sin to ask me that kind of question. What does that mean? Am I not the one supposed to ask you that? I go, exactly what I says. I go, I'm a winner. You are a Catholic. You'll forgive my sins. I go, no, because you sought me out. Why do you call me love if you don't love me?
Good question.
Wait, what is she saying? You're in sin?
Yeah, something like that. And then she doesn't say anything. Goes silence, perfect. She goes, "What is the definition between love and dear?" I go, "I don't know, but it's usually based on feelings or passion and romance." Do you call everyone that? She goes, "I think you are confused yourself. It's seen you don't know what love it is." And by the way, it's the wrong no, N-O. And she said seen instead of seem. Or you haven't experienced love before. Love is a complex set of emotions, behaviors, and beliefs associated with strong feelings of affection, protectiveness, warmth, and respect for another person. I go, do you love me?
Yeah, can't you be throwing the dictionary at me?
That's the issue. She gives a definition. Okay, stupid, do you love me?
Yeah. She goes, like a person might say he or she loves his or her dog, loves freedom, or loves God. I'm a service animal now. Well, she goes, we are only friends here trying to get to know each other, and calling yourself love and dear is just a word comes with a smile. Nay, nay. Nay,
I tell you, though, when she's defining what love is, I wish she was there when Joanne woke me up when I left the computer on that night. You loved her? Oh, boy.
But we can't let this stand. I go, okay, that's cool. But why did you say you had romantic thoughts about us? You can't just say, love you like a friend, but I had romantic thoughts.
Right. It's like, and then backpedal immediately. I'm like, no, just friends.
She goes, smile, keeping each other's smile in faces. Throughout each moment and each minute, I can't imagine after we had a little debut, we're going to be together and so in touch as well. This is what I told you, which makes you started asking me this is your romantic thoughts of us. I know you may be confused, or maybe you are talking with someone else who got you confused. See you later. I'm going to be busy now. Have a nice day. It is you that have confused me. You wrote this, just always thinking such a romantic of you, and so nice. So I guess that is it. See you, Michelle.
Wait, that's it.
That's it for tonight.
Oh, for tonight.
I don't understand, nor do I think that I should be expected to understand what just happened there.
what probably happened there was the third shift coming in, and he walks away. Now, however, I think the original person will probably wake up, you know, look at what was written during her morning coffee and go, all right, I got to fix this and write him back.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the next time it will be like, oh, Loverboy, how's it going? Like total disconnect. Like, we never argued about how bizarrely I am acting.
Yeah, you can tell that's somebody else writing that.
Yeah, it was a distinct shift in personality. Like, somebody didn't take their meds.
Right, and Exactly. You can tell by the writing exactly what you said. It was a distinct shift in personality, yeah.
Night and day. Wow.
Like,
that was really bizarre.
Things were moving along so well. But
yeah.
But I guess the under is looking better right now, isn't it, kids?
Yeah. Yeah, sure is.
Who are you?
Who are you? You're in sin.
That's like Joanne's night. That's probably what Joanne is doing at night. Writing.
Maybe she's writing to you.
Maybe. All right.
Well, she's upset that I don't want to be here. She wrote me. She goes, "Can we be Facebook friends again?" I go, "No, not at this juncture." I hate you. Yeah,
then
that's the reason why.
Yeah, why would you? I hate you. Why would you better be Facebook friends with me then?
She got all nasty, and I'm like, that's the reason why. And I told her years ago that stop writing, stop commenting on my page. And I told her again, and that's when I unfriended her. When I go, you don't listen, you're off.
Two of my friends are exes, and every once in a while, he'll comment something that is so passive aggressive about her, and I just lose it in my mind. Yep, yeah, it's not good.
And then she texted me, "Don't wish me a happy birthday." Okay. Don't text me again. Okay.
Okay.
It's not pretty.
It's such a shame when exes can't be Facebook friends. It's so sad.
Well, Mr. Helix and his ex are Facebook friends, and I have Facebook friends with her, too. We're all, like, real-life friends, because enough time has passed, and she's not a horrible person. You know, it's just they couldn't be married anymore.
And that's Joanne's biggest problem. You say one thing, and then she just turns into this awful, nasty person, and I'm like...
And you're like, hey, that's my job. That's what I do.
No, it's cost her friendships. It's cost her marriage. You know, so yeah.
Does she play guitar?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Joe got it, and that's really what matters.
Okay.
And I don't have to explain anymore because I don't want to explain anymore. It's just a little funny joke for Joe.
Well, I'm intrigued
by Michelle.
Yes, I want to know if the next morning, if lovey-dovey comes back, or if this new bitchy attitude is here to stay.
I say lovey-dovey comes back.
Well, I mean, we kind of had that with Carolyn, too, where I was dealing with multiple Carolyns. One of them things were going well, and one of the things were going horribly wrong. It's amazing it didn't work out with either one of them in the end. It's always sad.
It's amazing to me that if this is what they do and they're going to, like, hand people off, that they don't fucking talk to each other about what's going on in the storyline.
No. Yeah, like really, like, they don't take any notes. Like, take a fucking screenshot. Go, hey, by the way, before you start, this happened. Or scroll up. Or be careful. Like, make it better.
Yeah,
do better. Really. We're playing a great game of telephone. Do you just, like, start a new one?
You know what we should do with one of the scammers? Because you guys get them, but you don't do anything with them. So, because you guys say you're busy, but you're not that busy. Next time you guys get a scammer, we should make it where we could do shift changes. Where like, the three of us will handle the same scammer and see if they can figure out. And we won't tell each other what the other one said. We won't scroll up. We'll just do our own fucking take on it. See how long we can make that last.
Hilarious. Just, like, start off the day and see where it takes you. I like that.
We'll have to do that. All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Yes, thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Side Splitting Productions. Places are opening up. Places need comedy. Private parties, fundraisers, venues. SidesplittingProductions.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094. Joe, where shall you be?
Okay, it's going to be dual action. This Friday, October 1st, I will be doing stand-up. I'll be behind the mic at Mattingly's Tavern, Florida, New York. Kevin Israel is headlining. I'm middling, and Bobby Gonzo will be our host.
You're the next town over from me, Joe.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good show. That's you and Kevin Israel. That'll be a good show.
Yeah.
Fun bar. I did it a couple of months ago. I did it in August. I'll be back there in December. If you're in the Orange County, New York area, Definitely check it out. Go see Joe and Kevin. Joe, one of the stars of the show, and Kevin has been a guest host and a friend of the show. You're not going to get a better night of comedy than that.
Right. Showtime's at 8 o'clock. You dial 845-508-6675 for information. Then Saturday, October 2nd, I am now behind the keyboard rig with Fragile Sky. It's our first gig since December of 2019. We're going to be playing at Lucky 13, 644 Sackett Street in Brooklyn. $12. Well, you can't beat that. Three bands, $12. Show starts at 8. You can private message me for tickets. I have some tickets. Or you can call 1-718-596-0666 and tell them you're there to see Fragile Sky.
Thursday, September 30th, Side Splitting Productions is back in Newburgh, New York at the River Grill. It's been the first time since we've been there since COVID, and yours truly will be on the show. So if you're in the area, definitely encourage you to come down. Great prime rib. They have like several choices for entrees. You got to go with the prime rib. The prime rib is really good there.
The food's great at that place.
Yeah.
The food's that's a great place, man. And very nice people, great crowd, great food. You got to go to the gig.
River Grill, right on the water. We're actually going to be outside in the like on the patio portion. They got heaters set up. It's not going to be very cold. It's going to be nice, though. It's going to be a good show. For tickets, call 845-561-9444, 845-561-9444. I know they already have a lot of tickets sold. Last I spoke, there were still a few seats open, so definitely check that out. We are taking off for next week. My niece is getting married, so we will...
Nice.
Yes, so I will be doing that. I tested the suit that I have not worn since my daughter's bat mitzvah. It still fits. I wasn't sure if that was going to be the case. Actually, I only tried on the pants. And the wife goes, did you try on the jacket? I go, no. The jacket I can wear open. The pants I can't. So,
yeah. You could, but it's going to be a different kind of event.
It most certainly will. So I will be doing a Tuesday night wedding. My daughter will be walking her grandmother down, my mother-in-law down the aisle. My mother-in-law will be staying with us on Saturday and Sunday. So that'll be good. So we're going to take a week off, and we're going to regroup on October 14th this week. We will have some scammer clips up there for you, and I will put some clips of this show available on Wednesday. But very good. We wish Pip's lower half recovery. We wish Mr. Helix Godspeed. Really, if anybody deserves hazard pay, it's that man.
Mazel tov to your niece.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I will pass that on.